All right, so they're going to join me on this last poem called Instruments for a New Navigation. This was written at the Graves Foundation. Morris Graves had a place for the last 30 years of his life called The Lake, and I did a residency there. You want to talk about fostering peace. What an amazing place. A five-acre lake, a 250-acre property with 800-year-old trees, the Grove of Grandfather Trees. And so this is from that. Instruments, Instruments for a New Navigation. And it's a masostic. Consciousness manifesting as a whale hunt dance show or as an instrument for a new navigation. The age that ended as humans entered space might have been ruled by machines. A poem is not a machine, nor a noble human, nor an otter sending wavelets from under the studio dock or from just beyond the horsetail or giant members of the skunk cabbage tribe. An odd blend of totemism, art deco, and nautical apparatus might be consciousness manifesting as that, but dressed as a bell ring. Consciousness manifesting as a strong whiff of the 19th century. Consciousness manifesting as a reflection of the dominant breeze on the lake or an ache to escape by water. Pretend this is not a vigil. This is consciousness manifesting as an oar in the water with ripples reflecting. Sun on the tiny island's lichen-besotted wax myrtle tree. In search of another new tool for transcendence or to learn the invisible language of birds. Red-winged blackbird, coot, window-ramming titbush or nuthatch, consciousness manifesting as a gander in ecstasy, a certain empathy for invisible natural forces that are there, sure as Orion and the steaming leaves thrice steeped in the hall of witness, going everywhere, unimpeded in southern Cascadia, November, fire quiet, as some half-caught telepathic message.